Hey, good morning, everyone. This is the Pillage Pastor. Welcome to another episode of the Pillage Pastor, where today we're just talking about transitions. The question I have is, are there just some basic, words of wisdom, keys to going through a transition in life? So yesterday I'm hanging out, having dinner at my favorite little pizza spot in Liberty Lake, and I see my neighbor. And I'm like, dude, I never see you. I never see you at your house. I never see you here. What's going on? And he says, I've been traveling. You know, I went through a huge transition in my life not long ago. And because I work remotely, I just want to be on the road. I want to travel. And so he starts rattling off these different states he's been to, Tennessee to Arizona and Texas. And he's going all over. He's talking about this really cool travel trailer that he's buying, and he's explored different ways to save money and still travel. And then talking about different people that he's been meeting and all these connections that he's made from state to state, place to place. Anyway, at the same time, you could see the guy, my buddy, is searching. I think we all are searching. We're all searching for something. Is it peace? Is it contentment? Is it adventure? Is it, I don't know, a desire not to waste your life and just maybe not be a nobody, whatever it might be. And so he's doing all these things. And in one way, you're like, that sounds so amazing. And yet you see in his eyes, it's kind of like, it's not all that. You know, the grass isn't always greener on the other side, or however you might put it yourself. And so anyway, I want to go there. Let's go there together, grab a cup of coffee and join me. I have gone through various transitions, moves throughout life. You can think of these as life stages or what have you, to where basically maybe, you know, I remember when I got married. I remember when I had kids. I remember as I did both of those things, I was going through school, taking classes, as well as being involved in a lot of other extra activities. And I remember these various times, these transitions from one stage of life to another, from one season to another, where things dramatically changed. And oftentimes for the good, and a few times for the worse. And I don't know if you could put those in two different categories where you would land. Like, I've seen a lot of transitions. They were always into something better 80% of the time. 20% of the time, they were into something worse. Things fell apart, didn't work out for me. Maybe some of you are like, well, 50-50. I've like gone through things in my life, you know, and it could have been something as simple, since I'm in real estate, I have to say it, like something as simple as like, I finally am getting into my own house. I'm finally going to settle. I'm going to finally not be throwing my money away. Or you are going through something totally different, a relational circumstance. I'm getting out of a bad relationship. I'm finally making the decision to transition, get out of the bad relationship. Or it's a lifestyle. I am not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to live this way anymore. I'm going to get out of this lifestyle. Whatever it is, there have to be some things taken into consideration. There has to be something bigger. I'm personally going through, I feel like I'm always going through something. Shoot, man. Even in regards to the real estate business, if I were kind of just to nail that down particularly, I was hanging out yesterday with a friend of mine in regards to trying to figure out if I'm going to stay with the same real estate firm or not. Pros and cons, weighing it all out. And I told him straight up, I don't trust myself. I don't trust decisions that I make. I need wisdom. I need wisdom. And I think there's something to saying that, to admitting that. Like, I don't know what to do. I need wisdom. I need insight from people who have maybe are more mature in this, maybe have more experience through this. And I can look at their life and I can be like, man, you know what? I want to emulate them, or I admire them, or there's a lot about them that I appreciate and I trust what they have to say. I trust the wisdom they're willing to impart to me. I can look at that life that they have. And you know what? Sometimes people do put on a facade. It's not real. there's a lot of stuff for all of us that's going on below the surface. I could go on and on about this, but I won't, because I want to start in on this. And that is in regards to talking about these tips, keys, this wisdom for dealing with transitions in our life. So the number one thing we need to say right off the bat, you have to have something in mind. You have to be thinking of something top of mind. What are you dealing with? You need to be able to seriously summarize, articulate what you are dealing with. It is so helpful helpful for me. Excuse me, I still have these allergies from spring, but it's helpful for me to kind of articulate that, to write it out. And I am ADD. It's really hard for me to do that, but nonetheless, I need to spell it out. You need to spell it out. What are you dealing with? What are you dealing with? And what would you want to change about your situation if you could change anything? You see, we all have ideals, and we might not be able to go after our, I can't say that. You want to go after your ideals. But nonetheless, you still are always surrendered. And if you have a faith in God, you have a relationship with Jesus particularly, you are saying, God, I don't have it all together. I don't have it all figured out. Here's what's going on. Here's my ideal, but that's not necessarily what's best for me. I need your best, but I know you don't want me to be beat down. You don't want me to be talked down to. You don't want me to be abused. You don't want me to be in an abusive relationship for sure. You don't want me to be living a lifestyle that destroys me, destroys others. You don't want that, right? And so, but I still need to surrender to you. I need your help. I need your help. But the biggest thing, the number one thing I would say in regards to a transition that's going to happen, like something's got to give. You're at that place. Something's got to give. In my circumstance, something's got to give. You prepare. You prepare how? You need to articulate what is going on and what you're trying to, if you're trying to escape, what are you trying to escape from? If you're trying to go from one stage of life to another, one job to another, one relationship to another, you need to prepare by first articulating what the heck you want in life. Where are you at? What do you want? So when possible, you got to prepare for it. You got to like put it all before you, think logically through it, and you need to be reasonable about it. Like, is this me making a transition just wanting to get the heck out of Dodge? Is this because I'm bipolar? It seems like every fall I want a life change. That's just the way it is. For some reason, it has been ingrained in me that there needs to be something that changes just as the season changes. Something that need, I mean, maybe that's for all of us. Every time a season, you go from winter into spring, you're like, okay, it's time for something new. What's that going to be? I'm going to drop 10 pounds, 20 pounds, or whatever it might be to prepare for summer. That's a transition. You know, I'm going into spring and I want to go have fun. And the partner, the person I'm with, has different ideas for, I mean, they're just downers. I don't want to be that anymore. I want to move on. I want to get out of this. And maybe that's it. I've heard that oftentimes, like going from winter to summer. It's like, I don't want to be in a relationship, or I want a new relationship, whatever it is. But you know what? Whatever that might be for you, the idea is you need to be able to articulate exactly what you want in a reasonable fashion. I mean, but at the same time, here's this thing. I was passing this gal the other day. I pass a lot of people. I mean, obviously, if you're driving anywhere, you're going to pass people that are walking or sitting at a bus stop. And I was thinking about this one lady sitting at a bus stop, and I'm like, you know, where is she at in her life? Where is she going? Who is sitting at a bus stop at 6 o'clock in the morning? Where are they going? I mean, I'm out driving, I'm going to work. But I was just thinking, it's like, they've got their own stuff they're dealing with. They're at this stage in their life. And this gal was a little older, and I'm like thinking, she's not driving herself anywhere. I wonder what her life story is, what she has been through. And here's the thing. You don't want to You want to be reasonable. At the same time, you don't want to stop dreaming. Don't give up in life. Don't just sit there. This is the thought that came to my mind is I wonder with her if basically she is just going where she is going in life because she has seen the example of mom or dad set before her and what they have achieved in their life, how they have either excelled or given up in their life, and then passed on that mentality to their children of whether you're always to be progressive or you just are someone who gives up. Now, I don't fish, but I enjoy going out on charter boats for sure. But I'm just not excited. I'm more excited about being on the water and drinking a beer, honestly. I'm throw a line in the water, but I'm not really excited so much about catching the fish. I just like to be out hanging out. You know, it's beautiful, sunny, the breeze or wind. But I was out in Bodega Bay fishing for cod, and I didn't even know when there was a fish on the line because it just was like, it just felt like it was just another current, another little wave. And then the charter master, whoever they would call the guy who runs the boat, the captain, is like, you've got a fish on the line. I'm like, I ain't got no fish on the line. It's not tugging. It's not pulling. And he's like, well, they're codfish. And so if you ever remember Peter Pan, when Peter Pan's telling, Captain Cook, like, you're a codfish, say it, you're a codfish. And he's like, I'm a codfish. I'm thinking that the whole time. You've given up. You've given up on dreams. You've given up on life. You've given up on any expectations of good things coming into your life. Don't be that way. Being reasonable is not giving up on dreams. That is, you have to still go aggressively after your dreams, but submit your plans to the Lord. Ultimately, you're submitting plans to the Lord. Let's take a quick break. Come back to this. Now, transitioning from one season of life to another can be maddening. I will give you that. Like, honestly, like when you're in a transition, sometimes you just know it because you've gone through one transition of life to another over and over again. You're older maybe, and you kind of seen this pattern, and all of a sudden you just feel a little confused. You feel a little unsettled. You feel you're definitely not content, and you're just like, okay, oh, it's happening again. I'm going from one season to another, and all of a sudden you feel like you are in this like current, and you're just kind of going, and you're just like, whoa, man. What was it? I'm thinking of the turtles in Finding Nemo, right? And you just feel like you're in that current, you know, righteous. But it's not so righteous oftentimes in a transition. It's not. It is confusing. It feels like you're not in control. But the truth is you can be if you just sit down and focus through that transition and maybe kind of have some sort of routine in place. All right, something's happening here. I don't like it. I need to stop and not just be taken by the current because it could take me anywhere. I mean, I could go anywhere. If I'm just like going in a river into the rapids, I still have to not just close my eyes. So picture this, you're in a canoe, you're in a kayak. I'd rather be in a kayak. You're about to hit white water or rapids, and all of a sudden you feel like you're a little out of control. Don't let go of your paddle. Don't close your eyes. You're in that kayak. You need to be aggressive about establishing what your routine is going to be, what your rhythm is going to be, in the same way that you will be given certain clues or tips as to how to navigate through these rapids. What might those tips be? I haven't been kayaking down a river for quite some time, but I know there's certain things that you do and you don't do in the same way, and they're routine. They need to become second nature. They need to become like a habit or an instinct in the same way as when you are in, if you're military, you know that you will instinctively do certain things because it's your training. It's just kind of, you know, it's in you. It will become impulse. You will react the way you have been trained to react without even thinking. And that is what that's about. You got to be kind of like that, but you have to think on it. It doesn't just come naturally. Might come naturally for those who've gone through one transition to another. But at the same time, even those who've gone from one transition to another and they've formed like an instinct, how do you even know your instinct is right? You don't even know. Maybe it's actually harming you, and that's why you find yourself constantly in transition, because you constantly do the exact same thing over and over again, and it hasn't been helpful. But you need to develop a routine by sitting down and thinking about what that routine is going to look like, what things are going to be most important during this time of transition. For me, I know I get up early. I spend time for me in prayer and God's word. I spend time working out. I spend time kind of getting back to the basics and thinking through the basics of what I want in life. I get back to purity in life and start thinking purely and thinking I need to get out of negative. If I'm going through a transition and I don't know what's going to happen to me next, I need to cut activities out of my life. I need to cut people out of my life in order to hone in these different things that will then establish a daily routine that allows me to focus. So stop doing activities for me. Again, stop doing these activities that are unhealthy and be as healthy as possible, as pure as possible, in contact with my God as possible, and put my life into His hands during that transition, believing He's doing something good in my life. That transition is good, even though oftentimes it doesn't feel good. It might not feel good, but God, if you are in a relationship with God, He has the best of intentions for your life. His heart isn't to harm you. He wants to bring good things into your life. That's what He wants. He's the perfect parent. Here's another thing. Check your self-talk. Don't talk negatively about yourself. Don't constantly be like, man, this is never going to work out. It's never going to come together. I might as well give up. No, don't live with that defeated mentality. No, it is going to work out. Everything is going to be okay. I need to stay focused. No, God hasn't abandoned me. No, I am not on my own, but I do need to make sure that I get out of my life others also who make me think negatively, sinfully, about life, about my relationship with God, about my circumstances. No, another routine, if you would call it a routine, is throughout any given day during this transition to be thankful. I am thankful for this. I am thankful for that. You count your blessings, constantly counting your blessings as part of your routine, as part of your instinct, falling back on your training. Be thankful. If you want to open up the floodgates, man, if you want to experience God, you surrender, you ask for forgiveness and you'll receive it. You start focusing on God, your relationship with God, and you constantly are thankful and praising God for what you do have in your life. Even if you don't feel like it, you don't feel like it. You do it anyway, regardless. How many things do you have to do anyway throughout any given day that you don't want to do? So even when you're like, I don't want to talk to God, I don't want to be thankful, I don't want to express that. You know what? There's a lot of things we don't want to do, but we end up having to do. If you're going through a transition, you got to think of it as, I have to do this in order to survive. I have to do this. And as you do that, you will also be clued in to this final thing that I will share with you that you need to be doing is, and you know this, you probably know this better than I do, but I speak for myself as I walk through these things. You got to set your goals. You need to know, like, small goals, just little things that I need to be doing. It could start just for that daily routine of things you need to be doing, just like we just talked about. One of the goals I have is to be more thankful. Every day, I'm going to choose, like, I'm going to rattle off 10 ways that I'm thankful, 10 things that I'm thankful for. That is a goal. It can be as simple as that. It could be as simple as getting up. I'm going to go for a walk this morning, a prayer walk or whatever, or I'm going to go for a run. That's going to be a goal. Or as I go through this transition from one job to another, my goal is to submit 5 resumes a day as I'm looking for work, 5 resumes a day. And on one of those resumes, I'm going to go in person and hand it in and introduce myself to somebody. That might be as like thinking of as simple as that. This is really simple. But at the same time, now apply these simple principles and simple illustrations to greater things for you who are dealing with greater things, daily goals that keep you moving forward in a healthy way toward what is right, toward what is righteous. Don't close an eye. Don't close off your mind and just keep going into darkness. You need to do things logically. Think them out. It doesn't matter how bad the transition is, but you need to know what you want. Think about your plan of how to like map that out. Be reasonable about it. Don't just throw your life off a cliff and like, oh, well, here I go. No, you need to think it out. Even if it's something in regards to pursuing divorce, have a plan and be as righteous as possible in that plan. Like, okay, this might be, I feel bad about this, but regardless, there's still a right way to go about this. There's still a logical way about it. It's hard. It's difficult. I can bring some wisdom into my life. I can actually establish a plan for this. It doesn't have to be as maddening as I'm making it out to be if I just give it some thought. So I'm just saying it could be anything that you're dealing with and you can think through it so that you don't cause more damage or there isn't more damage done than what is necessary or bridges burned that didn't need to be burned if it's something big like that. But don't burn bridges. I'm trying not to. I'm angry about my firm and what this real estate firm has done and their dishonesty, but I'm still thinking I have to be righteous in this. I have to go about this. I'm angry, but I don't want to just all of a sudden lash out and damage people and be rude. And because I just don't want to be that person. And you know what? That is instinct for me, because if I'm uncomfortable, all of a sudden I come across real sarcastic and mean. And I recognize about that about myself, especially during these transitions, all of a sudden defensive and all that. But I don't have to do it that way. And you do not have to do that either. This is the Pillage Pastor. Grace come down for such a sinner as I and for such a sinner as you.